Frosty Wildridge joins us this hour on this a day of infamy, a day of almost gross incredulity for those who perhaps haven't been watching Trump closely and holding him accountable for all of the betrayals that have been coming out of this guy from the last year since he became president. This is not the first, but this is probably the most egregious. Frosty, Bill Gein was on last hour. He wanted to be sure that I pass along my regards to you and best wishes from him. Maybe you were listening, I don't know, but his organization is the last one that hasn't wavered.
Oh, thank you, Jeff, and Happy New Year to each and every one of you listening across the globe. And William Gein has been extraordinary in his continued work, and Alipac, of course, which I've published on also, and I've also worked with him hand in hand. He was there with me on the 48 state, the 21st century Paul Revere ride when six of us motorcycled through 48 states and 48 capitals and gave 96 interviews on newsprint. And
what year was that again?
That was 2006.
Wow.
We did 20,300 miles in 48 states. Yeah, yeah, it was an extraordinary journey, and angry Americans, and we're all getting cheated by Congress and our presidents because they are representing foreign illegal nationals more than they're representing
Americans,
the American people who are paying their salaries. I want to bring out the fact that Charles Schumer is a traitor to his country. He's a senator from New York. Dick Durbin from Illinois, the same. Luis Gutierrez is a traitor to America.
Right.
Joe Baca in California. Dianne Feinstein's a traitor. Certainly Barbara Boxer's a traitor. Orrin Hatch from Utah is a traitor. John McCain and Jeff Flake in Arizona are both traitors to America. Marco Rubio is a traitor. Bennett, Michael Bennett here in Colorado, along with Cory Gardner and Mark Udall when he was senator, they're all traitors.
Right.
And the reason we're in this situation, ladies and gentlemen, stems from the fact that the majority of Congress, that's literally the majority of our senators and the majority of our House representatives, have all betrayed us. They won't stop the anchor baby phenomenon. It's costing us $296 billion a year, according to Roy Beck's numbersusa.org.
$300 billion a year, Frosty?
$296 billion
across
15
call it 300.
Federal agencies.
This is unbelievable. Let's say 300. $300 billion a year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's right. And I want to quote this from, and Steve Camerota has been a colleague of mine for almost 20 years now from the Center for Immigration Studies, along with Mark Krikorian. And this report came out. 36,000 criminal aliens who, while awaiting deportation, were set free by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
34,000. All right.
36,000. 193 had been convicted of homicides.
God.
426 of sexual assault. 303 for kidnapping. 1,075 aggravated assault. 1,160 for stolen vehicles. 9,187 for possession and use or distribution of drugs. And 16,770 for driving drunk or drugged. Those 36,000 criminals are roughly equivalent to 3.5 divisions of felons and social misfits released into our midst. And this does not include the 68,000 illegal aliens against whom ICE declined to press charges last year, but turned loose on the American public.
68,000.
These are the facts that we're facing. And as I said, our own senators have watched the diversity visa for years, have watched the chain migration for years, decades,
right.
Have watched 1.2 million legal immigrants come into our country every year without pause, most of them literally moving on to the welfare rolls and the food stamps
immediately.
And the EBT.
Sure. Now, those are legal immigrants, Frosty said. Remember that. Legal. They came in the front door.
They don't have any qualifications to come here. They have no education to come here.
No means to support themselves, nothing.
They have no ways to support themselves, and we are paying for it. And now...
I've said this over and over again, Frosty. One thing. Not one American should be in need. This money should go to no one except Americans. Period. You know that. Any American knows this. And yet it's not talked about. No welfare to any of these people under any circumstance if even one American is in need. That's the way it should be.
That's correct. And the cost of DACA initially will be $26 billion. We are $20 trillion dollars in debt as a country. Our states are staggering. Our infrastructure is crumbling. And these moronic senators, 100 of them, they passed the S-744 back in 2013 and doubled legal immigration. It gave a comprehensive immigration reform, giving complete amnesty to all of them, all 20 million plus. And then doubled legal immigration to 2 million a year. And that was led by my senator from Colorado, the infamous treasonous Michael Bennett. I swear to God, if somebody should slap his face, because he is such an embarrassment to his parents. He's an embarrassment to the people of Colorado. He's an embarrassment to the American people. The whole gang of eight. Lindsey Graham is as treasonous as the rest of them out of South Carolina. And you sit here and you watch this go down. I mean, I'm seeing, and I hope that any of you that are listening tonight, I wrote a piece called Stop DACA Amnesty and All Chain Migration. We are not going to survive this massive load of 100 million more immigrants within the next 30 years. We are not going to survive this. That is a guaranteed fact. I'll be dead and gone by the time 2050 gets here, but I guarantee you we are going to see unbelievable. Here's another few facts that just came by FAIR. Dan Stein, I've worked with at FAIR for 20 years, along with Bob Dane, who's the executive director. These DACA students, you've got one of them who's got I guess he's got a master's degree from some university in California that we all paid for, but the majority of these DACA kids, I think it was 46% of them, did not graduate from high school. Right. That was from a FAIR. FAIRUS.org. Just check it out. 46%. And I forget, well over, I think it was 2,000 of them have felony convictions. These are not kids. They're not DACA kids. They're not going to school. They're not contributing to the American. There are thieving, shoplifting, illiterate,
the third world criminals.
Gang,
come on.
Third world people.
Yeah,
and what's going to happen here is that these senators are going to hammer out a giveaway of the American taxpayer dollars, a giveaway of our borders. That they're already charging the borders right now. You better believe every Mexican that's down there starving in that corrupt country.
Oh, that was the big go. That was the green light.
That was it. A blinking green light.
Yeah.
They will be coming across the borders to get on in.
See,
on the
what
DACA.
What is this now? This is a point we didn't talk about earlier tonight, but Trump's message, his statement, was absolutely what you just said. This is a command, basically. Come on down. We're ready for you. Come on. It was an invitation, a green light, everything else. Look, this guy, I don't know who he is or what he is. Here's 20, 30 seconds, Frosty. You heard this today. I'm going to play it again. I want everyone to get this firmly in their subconscious mind, okay? This is really important. This is the man that we thought was going to make America great again.
You have people that are, let's just to use a very common term, very far right and very far left. They're very unhappy about what we're doing, but I really don't believe they have to be, because I really think this sells itself. And, you know, when you talk about comprehensive immigration reform, which is where I would like to get to eventually.
Frosty, comprehensive immigration reform means what?
It's a code word for open up the gates and completely disregard all of the laws on the books. Again,
pathway to citizenship for one and all. That's it.
For one and all. For anyone. For anchor babies. For diversity visas.
That's right. Chain migration people.
All an open invitation to flood the country with literally the third world.
The dregs of the third world. This is the worst of the worst. This man, whatever he is.
This man.
No, it's the whole Congress.
The whole Congress.
Oh, yeah.
It's the whole. I mean, I'm talking. My two senators are pathetic. They are treasonous. Jared Polis, my House rep, is pathetic. Mike Coffin, another House rep in Denver, Evergreen, a colonel in the United States Army, absolutely treasonous. He has done nothing after he took over Tom Tancredo's spot in the House of Representatives. He's done nothing.
I stood right in front of him.
I gave him a copy of my book, America on the Brink, the next out of 100 million Americans.
Yeah.
I gave him a copy. He listened to six of us, all in his office for over an hour, and I said, this is what's coming. Here's the graphs. I did the same thing for Mark Udall. I did the same thing for Cory Gardner. I did the same thing for Governor Mike Bennett. And they all have F minuses on the report card from numbersusa.org. They all have done nothing to stop the diversity visas, to cut legal immigration to some reasonable, like 100,000 per year at the most. They have done nothing about the diversity visas, which have gotten all of us killed, getting all the people that have been killed by the diversity visa migrants. No one has survived the schools being trashed in Detroit, Michigan, now under Arabic caliphate, and same thing in Somalian caliphate there in Minneapolis, same thing in Miami, same thing in New York. Nobody has done anything about the 35 radical Islamic training centers from New York through Pennsylvania through Michigan, right to North Dakota, right into California, right into Oregon, right into Washington State.
Nothing.
These people are going to kill us someday. They are going to launch themselves.
That's what they're training for.
They're training for it.
What do you think these mosques are? They're command and control centers. That's all they are.
They're simply the new territorial marker forts.
That's right.
For the conquest of this country.
Yeah, exactly.
A mosque is a territorial marker. It's a fort. It's a fort that literally helps train, indoctrinate, and weapons caches.
Yeah.
And we are going to be in for one hell of an internal civil war at some point in time.
All right, here's the rest of Trump. It's short. Listen to the arrogance. I got to watch my speech here.
Do the right bill here. We are not very far away. You know, we've done most of it. If you want to know the truth, Dick, if we do this properly, DACA, you're not so far away from comprehensive immigration reform. And if you want to take it that further step, I'll take the heat. I don't care. I'll take all the heat you want to give me. And I'll take the heat off both the Democrats and the Republicans.
He's acting like some kind of a sacrificial icon. He's committing suicide. He'll never win re-election now. Not after this.
Well, he's going to commit suicide for us, the American people.
Right.
And he's got all of these people that we pay enormous salaries. I think the average senator and congressman get about $176,000 a year, plus expenses.
That doesn't count all their perks.
You better believe it. But I want everyone to understand this. These men and women up there that we've all voted into office are working against us. They're working against our laws, and they're representing foreigners in our country illegally. And these foreigners in our country illegally, especially the Muslims are out to change the U.S. Constitution and install Sharia law. I don't think, if you talk to Spencer, Robert Spencer, if you talk to Pamela Geller, these are the two others out there in front of this thing telling you, these Muslims don't give a damn what you think about, how you feel. They don't care anything about your religion. Theirs is conquest. Theirs is to take the booty off
Absolutely.
Of the conquested country.
That's right.
You have to understand that virtually all the Muslims in this country are on welfare. I'm talking 3.3 million of them.
Okay.
You go,
that welfare
you go
means...
to the welfare office in Dearborn, Michigan, Detroit,
right.
Michigan, where
right.
I was just last fall, or Minneapolis, they are lined up
uh-huh.
to get their EBT cards.
And laughing
their
asses
They're
off.
They're laughing. And this was all brought to you by the U.S. Congress, brought to you by men like John McCain, Jeff Flake, again, Barbara Boxer.
Don't forget Ted Kennedy.
Well, Ted Kennedy was the major producer of all this.
Right.
And they're working to literally undermine the U.S. Constitution.
And
well,
Trump just
them.
Said, I'm all in. It's fine with me. I'll take the heat. We're going here. Comprehensive immigration reform. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And let me tell you. No one knew, ladies and gentlemen, no one knew that Michael Bennett and the Gang of Eight doubled legal immigration to 2 million a year
mm-hmm.
in that Senate Bill 744. If you look back in one of the Rinse.com under Frosty Wooldridge category of columns, I exposed that because when I went in there in 2013, I gave U.S. Senator Michael Bennett's entire staff a 45-minute college-level presentation, graphs, facts, everything, what it was going to do to our country, the consequences as to water, energy, and resources, as to quality of life, standard of living, what it was going to do to our minorities and put them literally in debtor's prison and unemployment lines and food stamp lines and in poverty, what it was going to do to our veterans. I gave a complete rundown. I had facts and figures. I gave out to each one of the staff members a three-page, here's what's coming. And then I found out after they passed it that, and I said, reduce all immigration at that point in time to 100,000 per year, because that's how many egress the country. We would have a net gain of zero, which we've chosen since 1970, when all women in the United States have averaged only two children per woman. And I'll be damned if you can tell I'm a little bit upset. I just was astounded when that Senate Bill 744 came out and passed the Senate with 2 million legal third world immigrants annually injected into our country to all go on welfare. I tell you what, I've been asked to run for the Senate here in the state of Colorado. I cannot stand being around politicians because virtually all of them, except for maybe Jeff Sessions or even Cotton out of Arkansas, are a bunch of liars, pathological liars.
It would kill your soul to have to go there.
Schumer is a liar.
Oh.
They're liar.
Career criminals. They're psychopaths.
They're career criminals.
Yeah, you couldn't go there, Frosty. It would kill you. It would kill your soul.
Debate.
You couldn't do it. You couldn't go there. You couldn't be around them.
No, I can't.
No.
I can't. I want you to know I'm a man of integrity. I'm a man that absolutely will tell you exactly what the facts are. And the facts are the facts. But you talk to somebody like a Michael Bennett or a Cory Gardner or a Jared Polis, and they'll tell you all the wonderful things they're doing, and they're lying through their teeth. John McCain, for 44 years in the Senate of the United States, he was there for the 1986 signing of the amnesty.
Yeah.
And he said, well, we'll never have a problem again. And then from 1986 till now, he has done nothing to secure the borders there in Arizona. Nothing. He's helped all of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to continue to import all these illegal aliens. He has done everything to help the anchor babies. He's done everything for the diversity visas. He's done everything for the chain migration. We are being flooded with people from the third world. And there is no way we will be able to survive the sheer numbers, the sociological conquest, the sociological conflict, the cultural conflict, the linguistic conflict. I tell you, Jeff, the United States is on the decline. And it's all brought to us by these men and women standing there. 535, literally the majority of them are treasonous against the American people and the U.S. Constitution.
It reminds me a little bit of Joe McCarthy going after, and there were communists in America, in the American government then.
At the time.
Now we have traitors and those guilty of treason. And I wish we could have McCarthy-like hearings now. I know a lot of you are going to cringe and say you're crazy. No, I think this needs to be pointed out, that these people in so many cases are treasonous, are traitors to our American Constitution, if not to mention our way of life, our culture, our achievements as a people. Yes, look, third world people, fine. That's why they call them third world. That's where they're supposed to live. They need to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. You look at Africa. What have they done in 10, 20,000 years, 50,000, 100,000? They've done nothing. They never even built a two-story building before the Europeans showed up. Nothing. And left to their own devices, they're still living in basically shacks, huts, grass shacks, no running water, no sewage, no septic, nothing. They are a failed race, a third, fourth world failed race. That's the truth. It's not me saying this. Go look if you don't believe me. I'm sorry for them, but I don't think we have to bring them over here. Do you really? Do you? No. You help them over there. Teach them to help themselves. We've tried. It doesn't work. We don't need to bring refugees here from the Middle East. They're not refugees. It's a lie. This is a liberal, communist, Bolshevik plot to take this country down. That's all it is, all it ever has been, and all it will be. There's no humanitarian issue here at all, or we would be taking care of Americans first. That's the only humanitarianism we should be concerned with. Hold on, Frosty. We got to pause here. We'll come right back. Frosty Wooldridge, and if you look under Frosty's name in guests at Rents, just go take a look. You'll find that article, Stop DACA, Amnesty, and All Chain Migration. It's right under his name. All right? And then today's article, United States Morphing into a Lawless Country. They're both under Frosty's name. Back in a minute. All right, let's get right back to Frosty. You know, later in the day today, Frosty, after Trump's outrageous statements, the White House scrambled, cooler heads were prevailing, and Sarah Sanders, the press secretary, was trying to as they say, walk back some of Trump's statements, at least the import of them. I'll read this from BuzzFeed. Later on Tuesday, that's today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked about Trump's position on Feinstein's proposal, saying that the president had his own definition of what a, quote, clean DACA bill, end quote, entails. So said Sarah Sanders. He only embraced it if you look at the president's definition of what a clean DACA bill is, Sanders said. And within that bill, he thinks you have to include not just fixing DACA, but closing the loopholes and making sure we have a solution on that front so we don't create a problem and find ourselves right back where we started 1, 2, or 3 years later. As the meeting wrapped up, Trump told a reporter that his position on immigration would be, quote, what the people in this room come up with, end quote. Is that who you elected, ladies and gentlemen? This man is actually acting as if he's having trouble with his mental clarity. He can't perform or think logically in a linear fashion. He can't remember things. And this argument that he's suffering dementia only gained traction today. It didn't go away. This is grim, Frosty. It's getting worse.
Well, it is getting worse. And one of the things that I want everyone to understand is that your senators are working against you, an American citizen.
Yes, they are.
Against your, wallet, against your job.
Your children, your children's future,
your culture, your
life,
your children's
everything.
Future, your language, your culture. In fact, enough Muslims get into this country, I guarantee you they will replace
6%.
They will replace at one point. They will start replacing the U.S. Constitution, and that's city council by city council, because Muslims now control Dearborn, Michigan. They control Dearborn. They are now implementing Sharia law. That is a fact.
Does that mean Americans have to follow Sharia law? Non-Muslim Americans?
Non-Muslim Americans simply move out of Sharia law.
They're no longer there. Okay.
Areas. They're caliphates. And then once it's a caliphate, it's all Muslim. And they have parallel societies. They bring.
Got it.
Before we go on, for any of you that care, that want to get involved, the White House phone number to call and say you do not want any DACA, any legalization of 800,000 of these DACA. Send them home and have them come back with their parents the right way. But, of course, we don't want any of them. We don't need Mexico's citizens. We don't want Mexico's children. We already absorbed 65,000 of them during the Obama scheme in the White House. We're tired of absorbing everybody else's children and their parents and their birth rates. And the White House number is, get a pen and pencil, 202-456-1111.
Got it. 202-456-1111. All right.
And then this, the Capitol switchboard for your senators and reps. I've already called Bennett. I've called Cory Gardner. I've called Jared Polis. I've called Mike Kaufman. 202-224-3121.
Okay, and they'll have a directory there and route you to the right representative from your district.
You just tell them I want to talk to the senator from Idaho, the senator from Texas, and both senators. You want to get both senators, and you want to get your House rep, and you say, I'm from Golden, Colorado, and they'll get you to Mike Kaufman just like that. If we do not call in tens and hundreds of thousands, those people around that table today that you saw working with Trump are going to force a comprehensive immigration reform act down our throats. I will bet almost exactly like the Senate 744 bill, because these people are too lazy to actually find out what's going on in America. They don't care what's going on with our minorities who are out of work. 7 out of 10 African-American children are born out of wedlock and on welfare. The projects are literally firefight zones in Chicago and New York, Detroit, Cleveland, you name it. Here in Colorado and Denver, it's a murder every night. And it's going to get worse if we keep taking on Somalians, Congolese, Sudanese, Ethiopians, Iraqis, Pakistanis, Kurdistanis, Indians. They all are literally degrading and devolving our society from a successful American society to a lawless country. And that is a fact. You can see it in the numbers. I'm a research journalist. It is astounding what we're paying out for crime. It's $136 million a day gets stolen out of mercantile stores. Added up, it's $50 billion a year in shoplifting in this country right now.
Wow.
Look it up on Google. Just look up shoplifting in the United States
and try to correct me. He said, no, Frosty Wooldridge, he must be off. $136 million a year? I mean, a day gets stolen out of stores across America, stolen out of, you know, Kroger's, King Supers, Publix, you know, King's Market, City
right,
Market.
Right.
It doesn't make any difference. Kohl's, Sears, Target stores, these poor, these third worlders, the poor of our country, are stealing $136 million a day in mercantile goods, $50 billion a year, because they're not Americans. They're not, they don't have a job. They're not living the life of Americans. They're on the bottom of everything, and we are paying for them in more ways than anybody understands, and we're $20 trillion in debt.
And $21 trillion was just reported as stolen 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
No, that's
okay.
Not our debt. This is missing money. From the DOD and HUD, $21 trillion is unaccounted for. $21 trillion more, Frosty, bigger than the national debt.
Again, you're seeing the United States of America devolve into that of a corrupt third world country. And I've said before, a third world country, corruption is a mechanism by which a third world country operates. Do you see any integrity here in the United States, folks? We have been at war with a goat herder nation called Afghanistan for 17 years, and estimates are between $5 and $7 trillion. $5 to $7 trillion. And now we're going to pay another $25 billion for DACA.
Have we really accomplished great things with that money? Like, remember what Trump said? No more money overseas for wars. It's coming home, and we're going to rebuild America. We're going to make America great again. That SOB lied and lied and lied, or he sat down after he was elected and was given the rules. And he changed. He did a 180, no matter how you want to look at it. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. But we have been really just betrayed. I've never seen anything like it. Never.
Well, I wrote a piece. Go to Rince.com. Look under my category. And I wrote about how wars are run by the military-industrial complex, Halliburton, by the food industries, by the clothing and textiles, by the boots, by the munitions, by the airplanes, by the warplanes, by the bombs. And the military-industrial complex plans these wars. They planned Korea. They planned Vietnam. They planned the Desert Storm. They certainly planned all of the continuation of Afghanistan. They engineered Iraq. Our kids are dying, getting shot up with prosthetic limbs. And we're paying for it, and they just keep making more money they just keep making more money, because that's what wars do. Smedley Butler, a two-star general from World War I, wrote a book, and I give you the reference in the article that I wrote, and it's a fact that he said, wars are a racket. Wars are a racket, and we pay with our lives while the higher-ups and the elites go to the bank and stuff their bank accounts just plain full. I mean, it's just that. And the article I wrote on that was called Why Are We Still in Afghanistan 17 Years Later? It's a, you know, Afghanistan, Jeff, doesn't have a Air Force. It doesn't have anything. If we're training the people to fight the insurgent, what happened? The insurgents are the people we're training. We're training them shoot us up. They had over 50 killings of trainers. They're called blue killings. I think they were called blue killings. When we train them, they give them an assault rifle, turn right around and shoot the instructors. They had to finally stop that.
Right.
But 17 years later, we're in a goat herder nation, and we're doing what?
Protecting opium. It's all about opium.
Yeah.
That's why we're
but
there.
Whatever it's all about, we're paying for it. And again, $7 trillion. Here, Major General Smedley Butler, the most decorated U.S. Marine in history, wrote a book called War is a Racket. In Butler's book, he described and criticized the workings of the United States government in its foreign actions and wars, such as those he took part in, and the American corporations and other imperialist motivations behind them.
Right.
General Dwight D. Eisenhower said the same thing, the military-industrial complex.
Nothing has changed. That's the saddest part.
Nothing has changed.
No.
And all I would urge each of you tonight, call your, did I give you the phone numbers? Call your senators, call your
House
reps.
I'll give them again in a minute. Go ahead.
And absolutely, you have got to, the secretary told, well, Senator Bennett was one of the authors of the DACA resolution to save all the, I said, yeah, and he's also the reason that there is a DACA. Because every one of those senators and every one of those congressmen for the last 30 years are the same ones that didn't enforce our borders, didn't enforce our Constitution, didn't enforce internal enforcement against employers of illegal aliens, didn't stop Hormel Foods, didn't stop Tyson Chicken, didn't stop Holiday Inn, Marriott Hotels, construction crews, Chipotle's, didn't stop McDonald's. They're all hiring illegal aliens against federal law. $2,000 fine per hiring of each illegal and up to 5 years in prison, and no one is absolutely enforcing those laws even a year as Trump's into office. Those laws are not being enforced, because I guarantee you, if you started taking those CEOs out from Chipotle, arrest him, arrest the McDonald's, arrest Hormel Foods, arrest Marriott Hotels, and take those guys out and put them in jail.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, those jobs would go to Americans, and you'd see their own dime buying their own bus ticket back to.
And if you don't think that your food is being spat into and worse by these America haters, anybody going into a fast food place that cannot watch their product being prepared from beginning until the time it's handed to them is asking for big trouble. Big trouble.
That's right.
Wait till the diseases, which are already rampant now. Hepatitis A, up and down California, San Diego, it started out. They were actually having to spray the streets with fire hoses and disinfectant to try to cleanse the virus from the street. Hepatitis A is all over the place in California now. It's all over.
Multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis is now making a comeback.
That's right.
Leprosy is now 11 leprosy clinics on the East Coast. 11 leprosy clinics.
I hadn't heard
on
that.
The East Coast.
That's really
amazing.
There was
only 600 leprosies in this country
in the whole
20
country.
Years ago.
Yeah. 11 clinics.
Cases.
11
how
clinics.
How, 11,000 leprosy cases because of immigrants coming into our country.
How many of them are? How many of them are actually immigrant infections? Probably 80%, 90%.
95%.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't. We had 600 leprosy in the last 40 years in America. I wrote a story on it. Go back in the archives of Rents, and you'll see it. And now we have 11 clinics, 11,000 leprosy.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, here's one, and this is going to be a new concern. I'm going to write this piece on what to do with DACA. But illegal aliens follow the Mexican philosophy, which is no regalas fias, R-E-G-L-A-S-F-I-G-A-S, means no fixed rules, and blithely committing 3 felonies to get American employment, but certainly obeying the send children to school law.
Mm-hmm.
What you have is this no regalas fias, is that the Mexicans just have a totally different philosophy on life than American constitutional law. That's why Mexico is a third world country. That's why it's a failure as a country. That's why people in Mexico are running north because of the
same thing with Somalia, Frosty. Same thing with any of these Middle Eastern
Sudan,
countries.
Ethiopia,
we're getting
South
all the
Africa,
dregs.
Morocco.
The dreg. Now, I am not justifying for one microsecond what we did to Iraq. For example, what we did to Libya. Absolutely inhuman, inexcusable, and horrendous. But two wrongs aren't going to make a right here. We've got to draw the line. We've got to stop it. And if we don't do it now, it's over. It's going to be over.
I will, and I have been predicting this with you for well over 15 years now. If we don't stop mass immigration into the United States of America, our children will curse us for turning this into a multicultural quagmire, a sociological conflict, a linguistic chaos, and an unsustainable society that's literally going to degrade into a third world country. I can't say that enough, because, ladies and gentlemen, I have traveled throughout the third world, not in a jet, not in a fancy hotel. I didn't go up to the Taj Mahal and say, oh, yeah, this is wonderful. I rode my bicycle. I slogged it through rainstorms. I went through muddy streets. I rode through shit. I mean, defecation. I mean, 60% of Indians defecate on the land.
Wow.
Because 60% of Indians, that's 1.25 billion of them, don't have a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And they do their business in the streets, in the land, in the water, in the lakes, in the streets, everywhere. And when you see that, and you see the crowding and the disease and the birds pecking out the kids' eyes because they died of starvation, and you see the misery that I have seen firsthand, you do not want to bring those people into the United States of America, because the more you bring them into our country, the more our country becomes like India or Mexico or Africa. And we will all pay a severe price to lose our culture, our language, our religion, and our ethos. Once we get to the tipping point, and that's coming in 2042, European Americans will no longer be the majority in America. They're now from 90% back in 1965 when I was a college student to now, we're down to 54%. We will be 49% by 2042. That's what, 24 years from now? This country will have displaced the majority ethnic group, European Americans, that have been so successful, into a quagmire of third world chaos. And if you have seen the third world like I am, and I know everybody who's traveled to China or India or Bangladesh or Mexico City like I have is nodding your head right now going, boy, that Frosty Wooldridge, that bicyclist guy, he knows exactly what he's saying because he's seen it firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not pretty. Dear fellow Americans, it is not pretty to go through Mexico City on the outskirts of that 20 million people.
Yeah.
22 million, I think it is. There is, I don't know, I estimate when I went through the mess, at least 2 to 4 million are on the outskirts of Mexico City living in cardboard shacks and crapping every morning with the chickens.
Colonias.
And colonias. New neighborhoods, and they're now forming on the American border right now. Colonias, new neighborhoods. That's in Mexican. We are absolutely degrading our country into a third world country. Send those DACA children back to their own countries along with their parents. Stop all immigration into our country and save our country for our citizens. We got enough problems. We've got unbelievable amounts of poor blacks, poor Hispanics, poor whites that need jobs, redundant jobs, jobs of any kind to give them purpose, give them dignity, give them a place to live.
Yes, of course.
We do not need to have 350,000 anchor babies every year from illegal aliens marching across our borders and dropping their babies.
350,000 a year.
350,000 a year goes on every
year.
And
Trump, on the first day in office, could have put a stop to a lot of this. He did nothing.
He did nothing. And now,
I knew after the first day when he stopped, there was at that point in time a migration of American ground troops over to Europe to stand beside NATO against the evil Russian menace. And I said, well, the first day he can easily sign an order as commander in chief ordering that Americans begin to be withdrawn from Europe. He didn't do it. And with 2 weeks or 3 weeks, he was sending more over. I knew then, and I started to call it on this program, and it cost a few listeners. I said, he's lying, it's not working. And it has only gone downhill from there. Only worse and worse and worse. And now here we are with DACA. Wow.
And even Schumer, even Schumer, Senator Schumer, a man that I loathe, he is such a liar. He's such a fraud. Him and de Blasio should share the same cell. They should be cellmates.
Yeah.
Cuomo the same way. No. All three of them ought to be cellmates. But the DACA workers contribute 1/40th of 1% of the U.S. economy. Most of them are on welfare. Most of them are illiterate. Literally. Well, pretty much. They're not too bright, I can tell you that. They're not a bunch of college grads. So we're sitting here with all of this welfare, and then they will be able to chain migrate probably somewhere, on estimate, 12 million of their families
We all thought Trump would immediately say, I'm going to end, as promised, chain migration. I'm going to end anchor babies. There will be no more. I'm going to reverse it. It will be retroactive 10, 15 years, whatever. People can go out and they can line up at the front door and try and get back in. He didn't do anything. He has betrayed us, I think, even worse than the Clintons and worse than Obama because of the shortness of time in which he has done it. 12 months. Obama took years. It was a slow burn. I don't know. Honest to God, I don't know now who's worse. I think they're all equally as bad in their own way. It's like different colors of the same paint, different hues. They're all criminals. They're evil. They're just evil.
And they're really out to destroy the United States of America.
The most evil part of the whole thing. They don't love this country.
I got to find out this new comprehensive immigration. If they keep that 2 million legal immigrant number that they put in last time in the Senate Bill 744, Jeff, we are so screwed down the river.
Yeah.
I mean, we are screwed out of our country. That means the invasion will double because we're averaging 500,000 illegal aliens
a
year. You go from 1.2 million to 2 million. You're talking 2.5 million plus every year coming into the country. I mean, there's not going to be a community left that speaks English. There's not going to be a Christian community left in the country. You're going to have Muslims spreading out all over hell and gone, and they're going to be forcing Sharia law because that's what they do. And we are all becoming victims of this massive immigration invasion of our country. And what blows me away is most Americans sit back and just watch TV, press the remote, and go to the next show and watch the next football game and do nothing, you know, to stand up and say something. You know, and I did get a letter from the news senior editor. Her name is Kelly McCauley
at Fox
News, for Tucker Carlson.
I wanted to ask about that. Yeah.
Yeah, they're looking at it. I gave them a clip of me speaking on NBC News with Adam Schrager in Denver, a 3-minute clip.
All right.
And hopefully I get on Tucker because I guarantee you I will shock the American audience with just the facts.
Just the facts.
When I bring the facts, Tucker, who knows his stuff, he will know because he will check me out, and I will give him a complete preview of what I'm going to say and give him all of the facts and all of the sources for all the facts, and he'll be right there with me.
Keep at him. Don't let him off the hook. Keep at him. Make them tell you no if they're going to do nothing. Make them say it.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck.
Usually they just ignore you, but they loved my pitch. It was you helped me. You helped me with the pitch. I sent it to you.
Used that. Oh, good. Oh, well, whatever.
That was the one. Oh. You saw it. You did the editing of it, and I incorporated
your... Good job. All right. Well, you've got something from them now. That's something. All right?
They know me.
They know you more than you think they do.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they do.
I hope Tucker Carlson has the guts and the intellect to take me on that show. And even Jesse Waters, I would love to have him take me on because I'd educate both of them, and both of them, I'd give them all of the answers to all the questions they could ask me.
Sure.
I'll make them look as smart can be. and that's what they, you know, let's face it, they all have egos.
Of course.
And so make them happy with their egos, but my goal is to get the information across to all Americans of what we're facing.
All right, you need to break through.
100 million more legal immigrants in the next 32 years.
We need to break through. Frosty, let me know what happens. If I can do anything else to help, please. All right, thank you. Take care.
Thank you. All right. God bless.
Frosty Wooldridge, and that's our program tonight. We'll be right back with you tomorrow night. It is Wednesday already. Take good care, and we'll talk then.